We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week three of football's in the books. It's time to get ready for week four. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 4, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this offer. DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week four. You bet just $1 on them, and you will win $100 if that team wins. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Greg, we have a winner.
Woohoo!
Yes, all right. From our Ask Greg segment, the winner is Tony from Philadelphia. Tony asks, what happens if all kinds of craziness happens essentially because of COVID? He gets the winning, he gets the KSN polo shirt as the award for the best question. And the bottom line is, the question was one we couldn't answer. All we could do is speculate. All right. Congratulations, Tony. I'll be reaching out to you. Let's talk, Greg, about some of the action on the football field, because things are going to be a little different for Penn State this year. There was a big turnover in the coaching staff. There were actually four new assistant coaches, and we talked about recruiting earlier, and I'm assuming that this changeover in the coaching staff had a little something to do with some of their struggles with recruiting. But let's look at how this will affect the team on the field. Most of the changes were on the offensive side. So let's start with the defense first. New defensive line coach is John Scott Jr. He has really big shoes to fill. He replaced Sean Spencer, Coach Chaos, who moved on to the NFL with the New York Giants. And John Scott Jr. was not even hired until February. I would think this is a big task, big shoes for him to fill, Greg.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Obviously, his familiarity with Brent Pry, he played and coached under Brent before, is a big deal. And Pry really likes what he brings to the table. And there was some pedigree developed at South Carolina that should give Penn State fans good feelings. But let's be honest, Jim, he's hired on February 8th, about a month or so later. The shutdowns happened because of the coronavirus pandemic. I mean, I don't feel like we know much of anything about this guy. Obviously, we can look at his coaching bio and his history and things like that. But otherwise, I mean, we haven't seen him coach any of the guys up. So that's one area of typical evaluation that we don't have. Clearly, we've seen no spring practice or anything like that. We really haven't talked to too many defensive linemen over the last few weeks to get a feel for what his coaching is like, you know, after camp started and then stopped and now is starting again. So he's the one guy that we just don't know too much about. We got to take Brent Pry at his word. Brent obviously, again, really likes what he has seen from John Scott Jr. over the course of his career. But yeah, talk about a guy who got here and didn't really have a chance to meet with his players much and didn't have a chance to host recruits. I mean, he's working behind the eight ball to replace a guy who was very, very well respected and obviously developed a lot of good talent. So it'll be fun to watch how he develops and progresses here over the next couple of weeks.
Ultimately, a coach is judged on the performance of his position group. and the talent is there. It's interesting talent. There's some raw talent at the defensive end, some young guys, some freakish athletic people like a Jason Owe. So it's an interesting mix of players that he takes over. So we'll see how that development works. Greg, let's flip over to the offensive side of the ball, where there's actually three changes made. Some of them were asked out the previous coach. Some of them moved on to bigger, better things. Let's start with wide receiver. What's interesting there is, and the new coach is Taylor Stubblefield. He replaces Jared Parker, who got a promotion, went from wide receiver coach to offensive coordinator at West Virginia. This is the other really fascinating one, because we all know the issues at wide receiver. And here comes Taylor Stubblefield, who's what, about the fourth different coach in 4 years there?
Yes, correct. So obviously there's been plenty of turnover there between David Corley and then Jared Parker leaves. And, you know, there's some there are some West Virginia fans that aren't really singing his praises right now. They're 1-1 down there in Morgantown. They beat Eastern Kentucky pretty handily and then couldn't do much of anything at Oklahoma State last weekend. So we'll see what happens now. They face Baylor back in Morgantown over the weekend. So he's off to a fine start down there, I guess. But, you know, again, this was one of those moves, Jim, where it happened a little bit later in the process than you would normally expect. But who's blaming the guy for going to a place where he gets to be the offensive coordinator? There was really no path to that job at Penn State, so he found a place where he had the path to that job, and he took it. You can't blame him, but James Franklin obviously was put in a position where he had to go hire somebody and hire him quickly. And he went out and finds Taylor Stubblefield, a guy who was tremendous, just absolutely wonderful in college, but he's bounced around so much as a coach that it's almost impossible to say who he's developed and what kind of coach he is, because he just hasn't been around anywhere long enough to establish himself. So he claims, and James Franklin claims, that they both need stability out of their receivers coach, and that should mean good things for the Lions. But again, can he take what he did as a player and translate it to how to coach guys up and get them to where he was as on the field? So that's going to be the big question. And again, the lack of practices and in-person contact doesn't help him either. That's been the biggest challenge this Penn State staff has faced. They can't host recruits to try and better the program that way. And for the longest time there, they couldn't be around the players to try and coach them up and really do that hands-on kind of learning and coaching that you need to improve as a football team. So he has been in a challenging spot as well.
He is in a challenging spot, but I think it's a tremendous opportunity for him. When you come into a situation where the expectations are pretty low, because the Penn State wide receivers have underperformed over the last couple of years. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Any level of improvement here, he is sure to get some of the credit for that. So I think it's a great opportunity for him. And the other part to this, too, is after a few years now of one and dones at the position, James Franklin wants someone to stick around a while, and Taylor Stubblefield, if he's looking at his career for the long run, he certainly can't do another one and done, I don't believe. So
no, I 100% agree with you. And again, I think for Penn State, it's vitally important that they get somebody here for a little while. I mean, they've recruited the position so well, Jim, but I can't imagine how hard it must be for these guys, especially the ones who are a little bit kind of in the middle of their time here, who have maybe been around for Corley and then Parker, and now this new guy comes in. I mean, it must be incredibly challenging to try and learn the mannerisms and the expectations and the specific technique and all of that from a new coach almost every year. I mean, it's like learning something of maybe not quite this drastic, but it almost is like kind of learning a new language each year. So they need someone who can be here for a while, develop those guys, get to know recruits, be able to recruit. You know, I think he's a guy who can maybe recruit Philadelphia, maybe parts of New Jersey. He obviously will have ties in the South. I mean, there's a chance here for him to really establish himself and for Penn State to really establish itself as a place where top line receivers want to go. Look, this was supposed to be the class that had a number. Remember those three Maryland receivers? They were supposed to get maybe two or three, if not three of three, and they're going to end up with none of them after Dante Thornton decommitted And one of the guys went to Oregon, and I forget where Farouk ended up or if he ended up anywhere yet, but he's not going to end up at Penn State. So, I mean, that was – they have some work to do there, and he's the guy that I think can help them do it, but he needs to establish himself, get some good tape out there early in the season with Sean Clifford and Kirk Straka working in unison. And if they're able to do that, Jim, they're going to be able to solve – I think both – Taylor Stubblefield is going to be able to solve his problem, and I don't know if it's a problem, but he's going to be able to maybe wipe away that thing that he's a guy that just kind of bounces around and yada, yada, yada. And then Penn State might be able to wipe away the fact that he hasn't consistently been able to keep a receivers coach in place.
And perhaps the direct opposite situation for Phil Troutwine, new offensive line coach. He brings back, I'm calling it, 5 out of 6 starters.
Yeah.
A lot of veteran players there. He has a great reputation. When we've heard him talk, he's very impressive. I think things will work out there for new coach Phil Troutwine. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I know we're short time, so I won't try and belabor the point. But Penn State, I think, got what it was going to get out of Matt Limegrover. I think he got him in a decent place, and I do think he may have received a little bit too much flack from outside observers, and that he was blamed for some things that maybe were not his fault or outside of his control. But ultimately, I think Penn State, James Franklin, knew that they needed somebody a little bit different to get this group over the top and to the next rung. You know, I think Limegrover got as much out of him as he could, but I don't know if he was ever going to get him to that next rung. I think Phil Troutwine's just the guy to do that. Well respected. Again, another guy who did it as a player. He actually is now proven that he can do it as a coach. And it seems to me that he has the kind of mindset and way of talking that should really help these guys, once they get on the field, take that next step. And this is a veteran group that has learned a lot of different things, too, over the last handful of years. And I do think that they got the right guy for the job here, Jim. We'll see.
All right. In the last minute that we have, Kirk Straka, perhaps the biggest hire, new offensive coordinator. What do you expect to see from him, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously ahead of where they probably would be otherwise in the classroom part of the installation of his offense and all that. But, you know, like every other program, putting a new the offense or defense in, they're going to be behind as it relates to actual on-field stuff. So we'll see. I mean, if you look around some of the conferences that already started, Jim, Penn State's not the only school putting in a new offense or a new defense. And some of these teams have been able to pick it up pretty quickly and get things moving. We just saw Miss State, which brought in Mike Leach and his system, beat LSU. I mean, this is doable. This is absolutely doable. But then you have LSU, who lost Joe Brady, and then they had to retool things, and that maybe wasn't as pretty. So we'll see. I'll start out positive, glass half full, and say things will go well, and then we can reassess here in, you know, about a month's time.
And we will know by game 2 an awful lot, won't we?
Yes.
All right. That is it for this edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in, and join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout.
If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.